Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. I'm always worried. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, that's the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's a day for the driver.
Now watch this drive. Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
Greg Council joining us.
All right, that was fun.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Miss your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See?
You were supposed to follow that up with
Mr. Musk.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookiness to me, Lawrence.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cuz.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything about. I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah.
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and your guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good. Football's like that, too. You can't be good by yourself.
I mean, goosebumps. Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, let's go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock. There's a lot for us to discuss.
Okay, so it'll be a truncated post-game show?
Yes.
A shortened but action-packed post-game show.
That is absolutely correct. We are going to do our best between now and 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
There he is.
I remember you yesterday, mister. We signed off, and you, Lawrence Holmes, said, when we come back, Cubs could just be a half a game in first place.
What a difference a day makes.
11-0 over two games. No runs for the woeful Cardinals. And the Cubs leave the brutal heat and feisty stupidity of St. Louis.
Wilson just found out about the river.
I don't know, man. Is that what he was at? I mean, that is a hang with him. The river getting reversed and the sewage getting dumped on you, that's a hang with him. But, man, there's some feisty stupidity going on down there. But, yeah, well, look at that, a split. Matthew Boyd last night.
He was so good.
And Shota Imanaga threw 5 innings today.
Shota walked back in there like nothing had happened.
I thought they were going to give another inning still, but I guess you don't have to.
The mark, what Coombe had said, was 80, and I think he finished with 77
okay.
pitches. So it was nice and clean. Like, you were at the mark where you yeah. were at. and it was an end of an inning, you're good to go.
We asked counsel the other day. You asked counsel. I remember well. I was sitting right here, and you said, Craig, how you doing? Craig, when Shota comes back, is it going to be, you know, gloves off? Are you going to be watching him? He said, nah, we'll be watching him for a little while. So there, and you're right. So there it was. Caleb Thielbar has been a dude all year long. Got four outs today. Then Brad Keller survived with help of PCA making a...
Palencia's out here throwing 102.
Dude. Two base runners and then strike out the side. Sit down, everybody.
You're throwing at your head.
No, he wasn't.
Of course he wasn't. That would be idiotic.
Yeah, I'd like to put the tying run on base. At the plate.
Yeah, I want to put two runners on and have the tying run step to the plate. That's what I'm trying to do in that moment.
All right, we'll get to him. We'll get to him because he's an interesting specimen.
He is. He really is. You take a nice deep breath if you're a Cubs fan. You go, okay, let's go on to Houston. Let's see what's going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
King Tuck returns. You know what's funny? T-Mac had said during the broadcast that she asked him about it, and she thought that she was going to get one answer from him about going back.
Because he's been so dry and so, like, dispassionate intentionally entire year.
And he was like, yeah, it's going to mean something.
Yeah.
Like, going back there. He's been phenomenal.
He has been phenomenal. That's interesting in and of itself to me that he gave her some realness about Houston when he has not given anybody much. He's just being very cautious on what he invests.
Want to play a quick game?
Sure. Oh,
a quick baseball game?
I like baseball games.
The Cubs currently, in today's lineup, have five guys with OPSs above 800. Can you name them?
Tucker.
Yes.
Suzuki.
Yes.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yes.
Michael Bush.
Yes.
Carson Kelly.
Very good. Matt Speaks. See, this is why he hosts Hit and Run.
Thank you very much. Carson Kelly holding on to some of that early success. But a couple of hits today, I think.
2 for 4 today for Carson Kelly. And the Cubs catchers continue to produce.
Yeah, Reese McGuire hit a bomb last night.
Yes.
He? Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know how much longer you can count on that. But the fact that we are now halfway through the season. We're right there now. Mm-hmm. Game 81 has taken place, and the Cubs catchers have been a plus-plus offensively. That's great.
Yeah, and I mean, scoreless work out of the bullpen last night and today after Boyd and Shota. And maybe this is why Craig Counsell gave us the quick no the other day on the anxiety questions. Because it's just a baseball season, people. It's just what happens. There's an opportunity to feel a little pressure, and then how do you respond? And the team has responded very well the last couple of days. Error-free baseball today.
Yeah, it was nice. Although there was the one play where PCA looked like he overran a ball and then kind of slid.
Big moment, man.
Yeah, it was a huge moment. Mm-hmm. And luckily he comes down with that ball. But you're seeing him like, oh, no. Oh, yeah.
He must be seeing it weird in that ballpark a little bit.
I'm sure there's a haze that's going on. Guys are tired and hot.
Yeah.
And it's
and you're upset that you're in St. Louis.
Did you just lose me? Because I just lost you.
I just lost me, too.
Are we, like, not on the air anymore?
Lost everybody.
Okay.
I guess
we should just keep going in case we're still on the air.
I assume so. You got a board over there, Chris? Is your name Chris still?
See, we can't hear him. Our board doesn't work. His board doesn't work.
His name's Tanny.
Oh, there we are.
And we're back.
Oh.
That was strange.
That was the weirdest thing I think that's ever happened to me in a radio studio that I can talk about.
Listeners, did that happen to you or just to us?
Yeah, did you guys hear us or did...
Did we go away?
Oh, yeah. The people in the mob are saying that they were still able to hear us.
They were, huh?
All right. Well, look, there's ghosts in the machine sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is a fairly new board, so sometimes stuff be happening.
We are just spirits.
And women be shopping.
We're just spirits in the material world. Sometimes there's a ghost in the machine.
Yeah.
There has to be an invisible sun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Deus ex machina, right? Isn't that what that means? God's in the machine?
I liked ex machina.
Me too.
I like that movie a lot.
I love the dance scene. I love that. Who is it? Oscar
De La Renta.
No.
Oscar De La Hoya.
No.
Oscar.
No,
Oscar
no, no.
Isaac. Yeah, he's right.
It is
Oscar Isaac.
It is, but not the actor.
But he's in that movie.
He is, but...
And that's the guy, and you're asking for an Oscar. Tanny's correct on this one.
He is, but that's not what I'm asking about.
What are you asking?
I'm asking about the song, the song from when they do the dance scene. And it's maybe it's Oscar Charleston, or is that the Negro Leagues player? I'm all confused.
That's amazing. That is the Negro Leagues player, and I love that your brain has all those things together.
Yes, it's all stuck
here. I'm right there with you. It's like when I, years ago, when I introduced Mark Schanowski from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh, yeah.
It was the other CSN, Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah.
So close. It was so close.
I mean, that's such a great song, too.
Uh-huh.
And I love that scene, and it's just kind of... Everything's kind of weird and out of pocket.
Yes, it sounded normal to the listeners. All right, listeners, well, good. Well, we survived. Didn't sound normal to us. Next time it happens, we'll do the same thing.
All right, not Oscar. It's Oliver Cheatham.
Okay.
That's the artist.
The song. I got it.
And the song is Get Down Saturday Night.
Okay.
If you want to be put in a good mood.
Put down Get Down Saturday Night.
Put that song on and you will be like, yeah, that's what's up.
I don't know. Play a little bit of it. Go ahead. Because my good mood song...
No, I'm doing it.
Tatty.
I'm doing it.
This.
All right.
The sound police over there.
All right. Well, jeez, this guy. We were trying to just have a little bit of fun over here.
Sorry about that, Chris.
Jeez. What are you, Lawrence Holmes? Jeez. I want to have a little fun with the radio show.
Nobody believes that anymore. Nobody of consequence believes that anymore.
What?
That you are the fun police. You're not Brian McCann. You're not Bud Smith over here. You're not Lawrence LaRussa. Just let it go.
I don't know how many else there are.
I was in a booth with John Gruden and them last night, like Tony was. Did you guys see that?
What?
Gruden at the Cardinals game.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm here with some Cardinals legends, man, and there's Tony in the suite with them.
Of course.
John Gruden, now big DePaul guy, apparently.
He's an everything guy because all the teams send him boxes of their swag, and then he'll just represent for you.
Yeah, I mean, they sent me a box, too, and I'm much appreciative of that, and I'm looking forward to all of the new stuff that's coming out this year.
There's new DePaul stuff?
I heard
new colors and logos.
Billy coming back?
I heard a rumor that Billy's going to be in other sports other than basketball, and I'm super excited
Billy
about
Blue
that.
Billy Blue Demon making his presence felt.
Yep.
Very nice. Well, we do have to talk some basketball later on. The Bulls draft happened.
Do we, though? Do we?
It sucked, in my opinion. We'll get there a little bit later in the 5 o'clock hour. It started out really bad and then just got worse the rest of the night. And I like good vibes.
Babe.
I cannot lie. I really...
You also liked a little bit of the bad vibes that happened early in the draft, too.
Oh, yeah. The little schadenfreude.
You enjoy the Ace Bailey drafting to Utah quite a bit.
Enjoy Salt Lake City, young man.
Man.
You deserve that.
Danny Ainge was like, I don't give a damn where you think you're not going to play. I'm drafting you. And honestly, it turns out to be a really good first round for Utah.
Well, that's the thing. They trade up later to get Walter Clayton Jr.
Yeah.
So now if you're a Jazz fan, you're like, all right.
There's some stuff here.
We got it. We got a point guard who's a great shooter. And we got a do-everything scorer who might be like an elite talent who's got to develop. This should be fun. And what did the Bulls do? They got another long and athletic project who can't shoot, who is 3 days older than Cooper Flagg. He's the second youngest player in the entire draft. So when Mark Eversley told me in the suite, oh, we like him young, they really do. Because it buys them more time to suck and get another extension.
All right. You're way jacked up about this. I am less jacked up about it.
I have thoughts.
I know you do. So you
I'm using your driver.
I have thoughts on it, too. I don't know if it's driver worthy. I do think that everyone in Chicago had a similar reaction. And you know what? We'll share what that reaction was to the Bulls draft after a quick timeout. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The Chicago Bulls select Noah Essengay.
Never heard of that guy.
From Saint-Jean du Bray, France, and the Ulm Club in Germany.
Let's go! Yeah. Let's go!
Never heard of him.
This is Get Down Saturday Night.
I still think it might have sounded better on your phone into the microphone. But I know I'm in the minority on that one.
No, I'm in the minority.
The two guys who said, oh, we were some of the best sound producers ever at the Score, and they want to play stuff from their phone into the microphone.
That's a long time ago, Tanny. I'm
back
now,
then, that's all you guys used to do, yeah.
That's it.
I'm now just a guy that, you know, been in here too long.
Sounds better like this, Tanny. I think you're right. It sounds nice. That's a good mood song right there. It doesn't beat my good mood song.
What's yours?
Do I Do by Stevie Wonder.
It's a great song. You want to play it off your phone?
I do, as a matter of fact. I really do. It's impossible to be in a bad mood when Do I Do starts to play.
I agree with
you. Just absolutely impossible. I have been in terrible traffic jams, just sitting there angry for 30 to 40 minutes, and then I'll put that one on, and I am dancing in my seat, baby.
I know that one. That's the one he stole from Ja Rule, right, Lawrence?
That is. Absolutely. I always love, I get hyped when the Dizzy Gillespie part comes
on. Oh, yeah, because it's Dizzy.
And then like, I also love the fact that Stevie's like, damn, that was good. I have to outdo him on the harmonica.
Uh-huh.
Like that whole like ebb and flow of those two guys going back and forth is so good.
Well, it's kind of like Mark Eversley and Arturis Karnisovas.
It is not. Wait,
before
you pull the driver out of the bag, I do want to let people know, if you're a listener to the Spiegel and Holmes show, guess what?
Right.
We got something cool for you. We are going to give away a pair of tickets to Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, October 20th at the United Center. When you hear this sounder.
Oh, Adam Sandler!
Oh, he's playing the United Center. That's technically our co-star in the movie Hustle.
We're going to need you to be caller 6 at 312-540-0670. All right? All right. Now, the Bulls last night made a draft pick.
Yeah, they drafted this kid And I don't have any problem with Noah Essengay. I had seen him written about yesterday. It's funny. We went over a bunch of different draft possibilities.
It was
in my notes because I wrote it down as, this is probably the Bulls type. I wrote it down with cynicism, like, this is probably what they'll do. He's a French prospect with great positional size, one of the youngest players available. He's a long-term bet. If the shot develops and the defensive versatility becomes undeniable, the 18-year-old could end up a steal. Second youngest player in the draft, 3 days older than Cooper Flagg. He's a complete and utter project. And they just want things that they can dream on, like they did Patrick Williams and like they did Buzelis, and Buzelis has worked out nicely. I'll give them that. But they didn't go and get a possible star. They got a front court guy, which is a position of need, and they got a guy who does not have a shot. He doesn't shoot. And he's just, he's off into the distance in terms of thinking this might actually help them at some point. And the biggest problem for me is the greater context of it. And this is why I think I was upset. Because they all just got extensions for being mediocre at best at their jobs. They all just got extensions. And they're rolling it back. And they're giving you a different public face, Mark Eversley, who we'll hear from in a minute, instead of AK. But they just keep being mediocre at very best and getting to stay, getting to do it again and do it again and do it again. And by next year, we're not going to know who the hell this kid is in terms of, is he really a good prospect? Is he finished? Was he, what do they have to work on? And they just fired their best coach. Like, the whole thing just doesn't make a lick of sense. So it made me feel like ass. And then the very next pick, Derek Queen. They trade up, was it the Pelicans, traded up to the spot after the Bulls to take Derek Queen, who could end up a star. Could absolutely end up a star. The Bulls said, no, thank you. And I was like, Maya, are you freaking kidding me? I hated last night.
So my experience with it's funny. I was actually, I needed to find something out from Layla, so I called her. And we were on the phone while the draft, and we both had the same exact reaction. It was like, yeah, well, all right, I guess. So look, I am an expert on a lot of things in my mind. I am not an expert on French basketball, even though French basketball has vastly improved over the last 20 years. They are a dangerous international foe. And if you watch the
Court of Gold,
Fabulous. Documentary, Fabulous. You understand what's happening with French basketball. And we're seeing a bunch of those players make it over here. And that's exciting. It might be a new place where there is a talent pool of players that can grow.
How do you say onions, baby onions in French?
Onion, baby onion.
Okay.
Okay. Well, however you need to say it. But the thing is that I'm like, all right, I'm willing to learn about this player because I didn't watch this player's game. I don't know a lot about him like the American players. And I'm trying really hard to rewire my brain when it comes to how international the NBA is on not just scoffing at an international prospect. That being said, the point of it was is that I just kind of walked away and went, huh.
Oh, yeah, man.
And so then I said, all right.
And that's the good edge of where I am. I'm at an angry edge. You're on the good side. And the good side is,
So I said, okay, let me go find some stuff. So I flipped over to CHSN, Goff and Kendall. And they were as nice as they could be, but their reaction was kind of, maybe this will work out. He has a lot of potential to grow. But I think the place that you're at is the place that most Bulls fans are at. And it's right where the anger and the apathy meet.
Uh-huh.
It's right there.
If it wasn't anger for me, it would be apathy. And the apathy, I should say, since the kid is French, it's ennui. I have some ennui about this. What can the Bulls do? What do? They are disappointing. You know, I'm the Maurice Chevalier of NBA analysts now here today because it's like, I don't I don't care to know more today about Noah Esenge.
What's weird is that I don't want the Bulls to draft for star power because we know of players in the tournament or that thing. I do want them to draft for this player we think can be a star. And I don't get that sense from what everyone said about Esenge. From the way that it sounded, he is someone that is going to be a rotational player that is going to take time to develop.
Yes.
And that is uninspiring.
It's thoroughly uninspiring. You got to find a star. When we talking about it with Gary Parrish yesterday from CBS Sports, he was lockstep on that. He was like, that's what you should be looking for in the draft. And at the beginning, or right before the Bulls picked at 12, at 11, they took Coward. They took, is it Cedric? Is that, that's a name, right?
Colin.
I just want to be safe.
It's Cedric.
There is a Colin in the draft, but it wasn't Colin Coward.
No, it was Colin Murray Boyles.
Who did not want to go to Canada.
No.
And he's going.
And Ace Bailey didn't want to go to Utah.
And he's definitely going to Utah.
And Cedric Coward didn't get a chance to go to the Bulls.
He's now going to go to Fox, and then he's going to move his production company here.
There is...
That's what I heard.
Tanny, what do you want to hear? You want to hear the enjoyable stuff from the draft? Or you want to hear...
Which stuff is that?
Well, look, why don't we listen to... Yeah, let's let people... Let's let the Bulls explain themselves a little bit.
Good luck, Mark.
Here's what Mark Eversley thinks of where they're at, and this is what he told Mully and Haw this morning.
I think the approach we're going to take is, you know, similar to how you... you know, introduced it was, we're going to take a little longer approach. I think we're going to be a little more pragmatic in terms of our decision making. You know, the East is what it is. And, you know, you look at a team like Detroit who, you know, the year prior, you know, they made a big jump last year. Indiana made a huge jump this year and making it to the finals. We observe all those things, but we don't let it dictate how we're going to operate. We've got a plan in place. We want to stick to that plan. We don't want to skip steps, and, you know, it's not to say we won't be opportunistic. If there's something that makes a lot of sense that we can jump at and we feel, you know, it's a good move for the ball club, then we'll do it. But we're going to stick to our plan. We're going to be pragmatic. We're going to be really thoughtful on how we operate, and, you know, we'll keep an eye on the league and monitor things as they go. I would look at how we end the season this past year, 15-5 down the stretch. Obviously, you know, a bitter loss in the play-in game. But the players who played in that game, Giddey, White, Herder, Modest, Vooch, you know, those guys all logged big minutes. They're all coming back. They're all going to be with us. That's the plan. You know, now we layer in guys like Patrick Williams, Jalen Smith, you know, Ayo Dosunmu's coming back from injury. Zach Collins was a nice addition at the trade deadline. The beauty is we don't have to rely on Noah Esenge. We don't have to rely on these young guys in the immediate future. They're going to be given a pathway to develop and contribute when they earn those minutes. So for the fans, I say, you know, the way we ended the season last year, playing a bunch of young guys, you know, developing a style of play that's exciting, you know, that's what I point to. Yes, there's going to be, you know, there's likely to be, you know, tough games and tough nights, but there's also going to be fun nights, you know, similar to, you know, Giddey's half-court heave against the Lakers. Those are the things I want fans to point to and just know that every single day these guys are in here, you know, working their tails off, trying to get better and grow as a team.
The whole thing is just maddening because Giddey's half-court heave against the Lakers
is what cost them the
coin
number
flip
one pick.
And the number one pick, yeah. For Cooper Flagg.
Yep, that's right. Here's my issue with this, and I have had multiple conversations with Mark Eversley. I find him to be delightful. I enjoy talking to him. Lack of pragmatism is not a criticism that any Bulls fan has levied at this Bulls regime. It is the opposite.
It's too much damn pragmatism.
We would all like for them to think bigger and take swings at players that are going to change your destiny faster. And I got some bad news for Mark. I am counting on Modest Bouzelis to be an impact player next year because that's the whole point of lottery picks. is that they are supposed to be impactful. And if I'm to believe that, if I'm supposed to believe in the development of Modest, which I do, they did a good job developing him. Billy did a great job of kind of give, not just giving him the minutes, but making him earn them. And I thought that Modest did that. Mm-hmm. Don't then tell me to not get excited about a young player that you have been trying to tell us that we should be getting excited about. It's a message that I don't understand it. I don't understand why they would think,
because there's no urgency whatsoever.
But the idea that they are somehow like flipping a switch to pragmatism is just false. That's who they are, and that's okay. They could use a little bit of spontaneity, creativity,
man. Let's see what these next couple of weeks bring. You know,
I don't know if it is going to bring anything, because inside of that cut, everyone's going to be back.
He's just said Coby White's coming back. Okay, I mean, I like Coby White, but like, you're not even going to consider trading him. And Giddy,
you're not going to consider trading Vooch.
And he said Giddy logged big minutes. He'll be back. So I hope they're going to let somebody sign him to an offer sheet. You know, but clearly they want to bring back Josh Giddey. They're going to run this thing back and try to show that they're a little bit incrementally better with one more long-term project on the end of the bench, and see if they can this slog their way to another extension. That's what it feels like.
I also understand that part of the job, if you're the front person, and for now, Mark Eversley is the front person for the Bulls, is that you are trying to sell the excitement of the NBA product. And there were great, exciting moments for the Bulls last year. And there'll probably be some more of those moments this year. You know, Modest making a great play. He's right about the Giddey three and what that did and how exciting that was. And it led SportsCenter and all of that stuff. But the result of that wasn't something that is going to make you better. And I am someone, I don't believe in tanking for tanking's sake. I truly don't. I want players to play hard, and the Bulls players did do that. It's more of an organizational philosophy that I have a problem
with. You got to be willing to bottom out. You got to be willing to take some chances that might end up with you bottoming out. So when you do bottom out, you can make the most of it. Yeah, he references Detroit. Cade Cunningham was number one overall, because they were terrible and got lucky in that lottery. They've got other like lottery picks. Jaden Ivey's a nice piece for them. I think he was 5, maybe 6. Oscar Thompson was another. I think it was 5. I mean, he might have even been 4. It's like, you know, you gotta get some really high picks. You can't sit where you are and hope to hit at 10, 11, and 12.
I would honestly prefer that you take swings on guys that are proven winners, proven competitors, and this is an important one for me. This is where I do get a little frustrated and angry as a Bulls fan. I'm really tired of them offering up the, well, he's super athletic and we know that he can defend at the NBA level. The shooting is something that's going to have to come along.
I can't hear it anymore.
I mean,
you just fired your shooting coach who did help people. He helped Dalen Terry be a better shooter. He helped all sorts of people who couldn't shoot be better at shooting. And now you let him go, and now you draft a guy who needs him.
And you start looking at these last three picks where you go Essanga and Terry, Phillips and Terry. And what is this? The same thing.
Same thing.
They've got a lot of NBA physical traits, which is great. They're all great athletes, but they kind of can't shoot. I am tired. Like, it's a weird thing to be tired of, but I am tired of NBA people doing that.
Oh, big time. And because there's a reason to take those players, but when that's all you do, I mean, you could argue Patrick Williams was the same, you know? Like, athletic and traits, and we think the shot will develop, and in his case, the assertiveness will develop. Casey Johnson talked about Essanga, as Mark Eversley said it.
He probably said it correctly. He's probably a very worldly guy.
He hadn't met him, though. He hadn't met him in person before this. But anyway, KC says we should lower expectations for Noah.
This guy, to me, seems probably even more of a project than Modest. Maybe I'm wrong, so I don't, like I said before, I have pretty low expectations for rookie season, but maybe he'll prove me wrong. I just think there's so much on his plate as a 18 and a half year old. I mean, we all have kids. I mean, it's like, you know, this guy's younger than my oldest kid. And it's like, you can't even believe this guy, you know, you can't picture your own kid doing something like that. It's a big deal coming overseas and living in another country and learning a new culture and also trying to play professional basketball. Not only talk to people with the Bulls, but yeah. I talked to two scouts after the pick just to get their thoughts, one that had seen him play that's based here and one with a little more international flavor. They definitely say, right, what I was told is that he's definitely more advanced defensively than offensively right now, which, you know, probably isn't the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And then as far as the shooting, what I was told is that, you know, the percentage is not be great, but the form is solid. So if you've got a base of that to work with and you're 18 and a half and you put the work in, you've got some potential to grow there. He did talk to us on the Zoom about his finishing ability. He actually cited that as probably his most advanced offensive trait as of right now. Mark Eversley also pointed to that, his ability to get downhill, his ability to get to line. Look, the guy is long. He's got a lot of length. You know, I'm not going to get a claim, sit here and claim that I'm an expert on his offensive game because I'm, you know, basing this on conversations with people and the same YouTube videos you guys are watching. But yeah, I mean, there's certainly the potential there. I had one person tell me, and this, look, everything on draft night is, you know, pie in the sky optimism. And I'm not a big comp guy, but I asked one of the international guys I talked to, high end comp, and he said Pascal Siakam. And let's tap the brakes on that because I'm just telling you high end comp, but that's what I was told. So let's see where it goes from here.
Okay, great. If that's the 1% comp on Essingue, fine. It would just be nice if they occasionally took a swing at a guy that people knew. At a guy that people might want to come watch, at a guy that already has developed skills that you can pinpoint and not just a projection. And I know that this is a bigger conversation that we're having. Like, we're using the Bulls as the specific example, but it's a bigger conversation of, do you go off of production or do you go off of projection? And there's a sliding scale on this. You can sometimes find guys that have both. But it seems like the Bulls continue to just kind of go with the project player.
Yes.
And I'm not sure that they are going to be able to develop them all the way out to that 1% comp.
And they're project players that whose ceiling, well, I mean, maybe Bozelas is better. But this guy seems sort of like Phillips and sort of like Dalen in that the ceiling is rotational, useful 3-and-D athlete.
I don't know if he's 3-and-D though. Like that
he's
like,
not even three. He's just D.
Hearing KC talk about, like, oh well, you know, the numbers aren't there, but the form is, and it's like, ooh, that is a very interesting way to talk about it. The other thing, just a quick note: the Bulls then traded the 45th pick tonight,
of course they did,
to the Lakers,
yes,
for the 55th pick and cash,
because time is a flat circle. Are we sure that it's not going to be Jordan Bell selected by the Golden State Warriors in that spot that the Lakers they can't take him again?
No shirts, okay.
it'll be interesting to see who that player is and to follow that player's movement.
I think Tanny history says the shirts were not the problem. It was bringing it into the Warriors locker room for Jordan Bell to sign it that was the problem.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah, that's,
I thought you were saying the shirts weren't the problem. Your partner was the problem.
Well, my partner did the aforementioned act. So
yeah, they sometimes will pull your credentials for stuff like that.
Yeah, they just didn't give us a Bulls guest for 3 years.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Which I get.
Yeah, I understand it. Things happen. I totally get it. Tanny, I was trying to remember, who was the White Sox player who was signed to an extension or given a $3.5 million incentive thing that the same week as the Jordan Bell thing?
It's ironic. I think Luis Robert was the guy who eventually, like, that was their next signing after that, I think.
Yeah, it was the signing after, but there was somebody else. It's the same week as the NBA draft when the Jordan Bell happened. Somebody, like, hit hit an incentive clause. You can't fool me. There ain't no incentive clause. And got $3.5 million exactly on the White Sox.
Well, I saw we're looking that up. Alex is on it. But the irony, I say irony because I saw James Fox say on Twitter that now, you know, with the Luis Robert trade, they needed a little influx of cash to help send him out of town, you know, to get a sweetener for a Robert trade, possibly.
He got hurt yesterday.
Yeah, he got hurt yesterday. So now there's that problem that you have because you probably should. You know what? I'm not going to do this to myself. I do want to throw out a compliment. Other than the shock and awe on the face of one Ace Bailey to go to Utah, I found this group of draftees to be so nice. Like, there wasn't a lot of flash. They were just kind of these nice kids that all walked up there. And so much so.
Oh, Malawach weeping.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. You're watching that guy live out a dream, yeah, and his family's weeping along with him.
Yes.
And all of these, from what I saw, from what I witnessed, they all were just kind of like in awe of the process and happy to be there and having fun. And then I saw a video today, the kid from Carter Bryant from the Spurs, he put out a video because his grandparents are deaf. He knows American Sign Language. And so now he's teaming up with Gallaudet University to speak for them.
Man.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Like, it's nice. It was a really great first round of like, look at these kids.
Yeah, not for us.
Look at them.
We're not allowed to have that. We're not allowed to have enjoyment.
Well, I mean, Essengue might be a good kid, too. Like, I'm just saying that overall,
I hear you.
Overall, it was a really nice, like, wow, look at these nice young men.
It's good. It's good. You know, I realize what it feels like. It feels like Shea McClellan when Chandler Jones was still on the board. Oh my God. That's what it feels like. Derek Queen is to Chandler Jones as Shea McClellan is to Noah Essengue. That's my fear. That's the way it feels
now. We can keep monitoring that as the season goes along.
I think we should. Lord knows I checked out Chandler Jones and Whitney Merciless for the rest of their entire careers.
Yeah, we can do a thing with that as the season goes on. It should be a lot of fun. We've got to get back to baseball.
Dude, there's a villain who is, I mean, who's the dumbest of the Batman villains?
He's got a lot of good, like really smart villains.
Right?
That's the part of the problem.
How about the Hobbler?
Yes, that's your new Batman villain name because you cracked your toe or something.
I cracked my toe.
Scarecrow was kind of in the first of the Nolan trilogy, he was kind of the most like hazard villain.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
All right, we can go with that.
Did you guys hear about the Hobbler? Because I have the toe problem, so I'm hobbling around a little bit. And yesterday I was like walking out, I'm like, here goes the Hobbler. And Lawrence is like, oh, you're a Batman villain, the Hobbler. And then we're imagining, oh no, how will we get away from the Hobbler? We got away. We're okay.
We'll just walk more quickly. That's all we'll do.
Oh no, the Hobbler is after us. Not fast, though. We're fine. We're totally
just
fine.
Keep walking at a normal pace. 4 miles an hour. You can get away from the Hobbler.
The Hobbler is very inefficient Batman.
The Hobbler needs to go get an X-ray,
Probably.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, something weird happened at the end of the Cubs game, and we should talk about it. We will next here on The Score.
Oh, Adam Sandler! Oh, he's playing the United Center. That's technically our co-star in the movie Hustle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cook through a hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
Telling Wilson to calm down is like telling the little one, don't touch that burner, it's hot. It's just going to fire him up. He runs hot.
He does.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Come on now. Be in a bad mood out there. You can't do it. Just feel that.
This is why we're Kevin Warren's favorite sports radio show.
Someday he's going to get back to us. That's right, Stevie.
That feels good.
Oh,
man.
Come on, man. And then it goes to the bridge later on, and it, like, the tension builds, and then it rises, and it pays back. Is this how you beat Wojo? Dude, maybe
Wojo.
Not.
We got to worry about BZ these days.
We got to worry about BZ. That's why I'm rooting for them.
No, would you stop? All this news. People just want their sports. Stupid news.
Oh, man. No, can't even joke.
Stupid news and really smart people over at WBZ talking about it.
So here's how it began for Wilson Contreras, okay? This is where he started to feel bad about himself. JD, Jim DeShays, knew this was coming. Carson Kelly at the plate. Who's on first? Dansby's on first. And Pete Crow Armstrong's on third. And JD correctly predicted what probably was going to happen.
So what do you like?
I like doing something. I'd run Dansby.
They're running Dansby. Contreras. Yeah,
they're going to get this run here.
And they just stole a run. You're a genius.
Well, it's such a high-risk play when PCA is on the bases to do anything but make sure he doesn't get another 90 feet.
Yep. Yeah, it's literally once Wilson decides to make a throw, the play's
over. It's over, yeah. Kind of a Don Zimmer-like play there.
Cubs have done this all year, try to bait you into throwing down, or if it's a pitch out, into throwing to second with PCA or another fast runner on third. We talked about it with Nico. They've basically like had free stolen bases multiple times this year, and unfortunately for Wilson Contreras, they should have had one there, but that was not a very smart play.
And that's I just wrote down KYP. That's know your personnel. You know that Wilson's ego and his arm strength is not going to allow him to not. Like, he's going to.
And he's inexperienced, which Ron Coomer pointed out on radio after the play.
The runner at first goes, Swanson. The throw to second, and now hitting home and scoring is Pete Crow Armstrong. They've got Swanson in a rundown. He gets tagged out, but the Cubs get a run. Wilson Contreras surprisingly just threw the ball to second base, and Pete Crow Armstrong was about a third of the way down the line. As soon as he saw the throw go to second, he lit out for home and didn't even draw a throw.
Yeah, this is the one thing the Cubs have played on is the inexperience of Wilson Contreras playing first base. The base runner at third base has always been taught, especially someone like Pete Carmstrong. The second you get the long throw, that's when you head home. Contreras cuts this throw loose towards second. Pete scores easily without a throw.
So playing on the inexperience, Coombe knew it, JD knew it, Wilson didn't know it. And then in the ninth, against Daniel Palencia, there's a leadoff double by Alec Burleson, and then Wilson gets hit, barely, but Wilson gets hit. And he's out there barking the whole time he's at first base.
Now, look, let me just say this, because I think that Wilson went overboard. But 101 near your head is terrifying. And I know that some of that was just being scared. Some of that is the adrenaline rush of, oh, bleep. Like, that almost hit me in the head. But then you gotta think situationally. And I think that the two cuts play together, because situationally, he lost his head in both of them.
And I think that happens sometimes to Wilson. And then when you start to feel bad about yourself because you screwed up something, and then you almost get hit, and then like the adrenaline gets going.
It's kind of like what we were talking about with Pete
the other day. It sure is. The danger.
Yeah, where you have this play, and you're like, oh, man, I messed that up. And then you're at the plate, you're like, I got to make up for it. I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to bunt in this situation. You're the second MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Swing the bat.
Yeah.
And you let it compound. But Pete is not wired exactly like Wilson. Wilson is wired like he takes offense to this stuff. He takes it very personally.
After he got hit, as he's walking to first, he's screaming at Palencia. As he's on first and Palencia's in the process of striking out the side to end the game, all while that's happening, Wilson is barking from first base. There's a shot of Alec Burleson on second base telling Wilson to calm down. His own teammate is telling him to calm down. And then after Palencia gets the final out, he turns towards second base, pounds his chest, excited, then turns towards first base, I think just towards his teammate and the coaches.
I don't care if it was towards Wilson. And I say that as someone who loves Wilson Contreras. But the game's over. And your team, if everyone was as hyped up as you were about all of this, your team had the opportunity to do something. And I shut them down. And I didn't really even say anything to you, because who in the world would think that I was trying to throw at you in that moment to bring the tying run up to the plate with two on the bags? So if I'm Palencia and you've been over there barking at me this whole time, you've been talking bleep, trying to get me out of my headspace, and then I came in and shut your guys down, you can kiss my ass. And I'm going to let you know that you can kiss my ass.
And maybe that is what was happening, because Palencia was pumped after striking out the side, and he celebrated, and Wilson started barking.
Strike three, call, Cubs win the ballgame. Daniel Palencia strikes out the side, and now Wilson Contreras, being restrained by some of his teammates.
I don't know what Wilson, you know, there are times where he just does these things and you don't know, have any understanding why. And we saw it in Chicago, and, you know, it's not like the Cubs are going to try to hit him and bring the tying run to the plate. That's for sure.
So finally the Cardinals start heading to their dugout.
Look.
Yeah, legit. What you mad at, homie?
Yeah.
You mad at?
He's mad at himself. He's mad at losing. He's feisty. He wanted to beat the Cubs. This was a big time, amped up series for the Cardinals.
And this game cost them two games.
Yeah, Wilson Contreras, after the game, said to Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, quote, "My reaction was bad. I apologize to the Chicago Cubs for the way I reacted. I don't want to fight them."
Good on him.
It's Wilson Contreras after the game today.
Good on him to immediately be like, yeah, that was I stupid in that moment.
Alec Burleson, your teammate, was trying to tell it to you, but he couldn't hear it. Wilson can't hear it sometimes.
All of us have had that teammate. And in some cases, I have been that teammate. So I get it, but you gotta, especially at that position, and it it bothers me on a couple different levels. Yes, Wilson should have enough acuity as a catcher, a guy that used to run the same bit with Javi Baez when they were here. He should have been looking for that play. But
to know that the guy from third is going to break, and that's why you can't make the throw. You give up the base if you have to.
Your bench, too. That's something where Marmol has got to be like, guys, pay attention. Look who's over there. We know what he does on third base. That's one of those moments, too, where with the game being a two-run game,
yeah,
it's actually worth a trip to the mound.
Oh, my God, because the third run changes everything. All of a sudden, a guy gets on, and you're not terrified. It took two to get on, and then you got terrified. But let me say this. There were a lot of people who wondered why the Cubs wanted to part ways with Wilson at the end of his time here. And he plays with great heart and great passion. But there's just that.
There are moments.
There are moments where the anger gets the best of him. There are moments when the baseball smarts are not plentiful.
And I think that if you are Wilson's teammate, you love him. Like, you love on him, and you know there's going to be two or three games where he kind of drifts off to the zoo a little bit. But you also know that if, I say this a lot, if you fighting, we fighting, like, let's go fight.
Yeah.
So, and you know that he's going to be behind you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
If you end up in a situation like that, you know he's going to be the first one to run out there and fight with you.
And it's okay if people drift off to the zoo every once in a while. Somebody's got to feed the aardvark, but it just doesn't matter in the playoffs.
What an interesting choice.
Thank you. I just went alphabetically. So
right behind David Erzma in the baseball.
It's true. And after Hank Aaron as well. And Tommy Aaron, don't forget.
Don't.
But, yeah, you know, you can't be going to the zoo when you're playing meaningful baseball in September in the playoffs.
100%. And that was a big game. It's not the end of the Cardinals. They're only 4.5 games back. But how much better do you feel if you're them if you're 2.5 games back after this series?
Do you guys know what brother combination has the most home runs in the history of Major League Baseball?
The Aarons.
That is correct. Hank had a lot.
He had like 755.
Right, yeah. And Tommy had 13.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hey.
So 788. Good luck. Good luck to all. The Uptons didn't get there, you know?
The DiMaggio's.
The Delahunties.
Boones?
The Boones. Nope.
You could add up all of the Boones and they didn't get there.
That's true. Barry didn't have a brother who played. Neither did A-Rod. Yeah, I wonder who's second.
The Guerreros?
No, that's a father-son.
How about the Molinas?
The Molinas might.
No, I don't think so. They didn't hit a ton of home runs.
I wonder who's second.
By the way.
But yeah, the Aarons are probably not going to get caught.
You know what's crazy about the Benji Molina thing? Like, after we talked to him, we all were like, oh, yeah, there's like 100 more things that we could talk to Benji Molina about.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I can't wait to have him back on. I went to the bookstore today. I ordered his book, I picked up Sarah Spain's book, and I got Bill Belichick's book.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm going to do some reading.
Yeah, you are.
Do some reading, some stuff out.
You let me know how that goes while I'm watching Netflix.
With Netflix and chill, I'm Lawrence Holmes. When we come back, the macho man, Randy Savage, here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.